I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So we had a discussion about parenting on my podcast In the Moment, which is on Burt's Pioneer Network, the other day. And after putting the video online on YouTube, I think I'm never doing that again.
Why?
Because parents were fired up.
Whoa.
Parents be having lots of opinions.
Absolutely. And I did not expect this. I did not think it was this like serious of a topic, but apparently it was a lot of people had a lot of opinions about it.
And I guess big feelings about it too, if so many people were riled up. So did they have a lot of feelings about the topic, or did they have a lot of feelings about somebody's take on In the Moment about said topic?
Both.
Okay.
In a way. So my friend Keon has joined us on In the Moment, and it's great because he is a parent. He has two kids, so it adds another dynamic of things that we can talk about on the podcast.
This is where I find out that your friend has two kids.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
He's mentioned it a couple times.
He has?
He has two daughters.
I'm a bad listener. He gives just like such like single dude vibes that I would have never pictured him being a father.
Yeah, I mean, well, he is single, but he is. He takes being a father very seriously. That dude is a great father. So he I like having discussions with him about it, because I know that we grew up so differently than the way that most parents parent today. Like, we live in a time of gentle parenting where as a kid you get a lot of choices that maybe in our generation you did not get. So we were talking about food, and the conversation turned into, when your kids do not like food, do you still force them to eat whatever food it is they don't like? Because growing up for us, you didn't have a choice, right? That was a rule in the house where he grew up that way, I grew up that way, that if you didn't like something, you were going to eat it, and you didn't have a choice. Like, if it's on the table, you better eat it, and if you don't eat it, then you going upstairs hungry. Like, that was the end of the discussion. And normally, that would happen because, obviously, as kids, you want to have desserts, you want to have snacks, and you got to keep order in the house. But when it came down to dinner, you couldn't just eat the chicken if you didn't like whatever the vegetable was. You had to get your nutrition. So I asked him, like, is that still the same way that you parent today? Do you parent the way that you were parented? Or when it comes down to the meal, do you give your kids a choice? And I was asking that because I'd made it clear in my take that I do not have kids. But a lot of the comments did not hear that, I guess, because they was like, this idiot clearly doesn't have kids. And I'm like, guys,
I said that.
Right. But it's interesting to me because as adults, if you don't like something, you don't eat it, mm-hmm. right? And you find something else that you would like to eat. And all of the things that I didn't like as a kid, I still don't like as an adult. So it's not like my taste buds changed, or I was just saying I didn't like it as a kid. I really didn't like it, but I was forced to eat it. So I was just asking the question of parents today, do you give your kids that choice? If they don't like asparagus, for example, would you force them to eat asparagus, or would you simply go get something they like broccoli?
Hello, my name is Kristen. I am a mother of a toddler. He is 3 3/4, and this is one of our biggest uphill climbs in our house, is eating and food. When you have a toddler that may or not be particular, it's literally, I don't know if I want to call it a fight per se, but we butt heads on it every single day. Like, he goes to his little school with a lunchbox, and a majority of the time that lunchbox comes back and there's still like a majority of the lunch left in there, right? And if he's hungry, he eats. If he's not hungry, like, we don't force feed the kid. Like, I don't feel like force feeding, like, you can't get up until you've cleaned everything on your plate. I don't think that's productive. And I actually think that creates a bad relationship with food. But as far as, like, one day he'll love blackberries and the next day he hates blackberries. Mm. One day he loves strawberries, the next day he hates strawberries. One day he'll be down to, you know, munch on some Chick-fil-A nugs. And then the next day he's like, I don't like nuggets. And I'm like, lies, lies. So it's always, it's a struggle in our household when it comes to him eating. And I admit, like, Bart and I have gotten in a bad place where we placate him. Like, we just want him to eat. So we try to, like, give him something so he eats. But now we're getting better. Like, if he says, I'm hungry, I'll be like, all right, well, do you want a cold yogurt? I don't like cold yogurt. And I know he does. And I'm like, well, that's all we have. So if you're hungry, you'll eat the cold yogurt. If you're not hungry, then you don't have to have it. And that's the place we've gotten now. But as far as, like, forcing your kid to eat something, I encourage him to try things. Mm-hmm. If he looks at something, he goes, ugh, I don't like that. And I'm like, you can't say that, bub, because you've never tried it. So how do you know if you like or dislike something unless you try it? And so those are the conversations we have on a daily basis. But as far as force feeding my kid, or like letting, Bart's thing is like letting him go hungry. That's like he wants him to eat and eat somewhat healthy so he grows. So it is, man, it is a daily struggle in our household.
Yeah, I feel you on that. The thing is, people, I think a lot of them don't realize kids have more taste buds than adults. You lose them as you age. So a lot of those vegetables that kids don't like Brussels sprouts or asparagus, are way more bitter. And it's actually an evolutionary thing to protect them, because if you're in the wild and you eat something that tastes bad, you spit it out immediately because it could be poisonous. And so, you know, we, as we evolve, aren't like, oh, we live in a metropolitan city now. Like, our bodies don't know that. So kids are responding that way. So the tact we take is if there's a new food or a food they don't love, we make sure it's on the plate. At least there's at least one food on the plate that they do love and they will eat. Kids aren't going to let themselves go hungry. Like, if they're hungry enough, they're going to eat. So our thing is, listen to your body. What does your body tell you you want? Now, if it's candy, we then have a conversation about what candy does for us and how it's not really filling. It does other things. And then if they say they don't want any of it, that's fine. Kitchen's closed, though. The kitchen is closed. And we use that line all the time. And if they get down and leave the table and are done with dinner and later come back and say they're hungry, they're allowed to finish their dinner plate. Like, of course, you can have access to food, but I'm not making you something else. The kitchen is closed. Or otherwise we go insane making like 3-4 meals.
Mm. All the time. And something that has finally stuck, and I'm so proud, because especially when it comes to like sugar and treats and candy and things of that nature, I mean, You can try to keep them from your kids for as long as you can, but once they go into like a daycare or a school, they're going to be exposed to it. And it's like, it's almost impossible to keep them out of, you know, keep them away from your kids. But last night, Jimmy did get a sweet treat and then he wanted something else. And I'm like, no, Bubba, because it's close to bedtime. And he looked at me and he got it. He goes, because that's too much sugar before bed. And I go, yes, sir. Because we explain, like, if you eat too much sugar before bed, you're not going to be able to go to sleep and you're not going to have a good night's rest. And we can't do that. So we just like, yeah, it's not anything like bad. It's just, hey, if you do this, this is going to be like the repercussion or the consequence of it. And so this is why mama and dada are saying this, because you're going to sleep like crap and then we're going to sleep like crap and it's going to be an issue in this house.
I will say, though, if you're cooking and then you put the plate down and you spend time cooking and they're like, I don't want it. Oh my God. A little part of you is like, I cooked it. You're going to eat it. I don't want you to starve. It's my job to keep you healthy. But I mean, you just got to put that ego in the back seat.
Now, here's the thing where the gentle parenting comes in, because I had made like a new like orzo, something like that. Right. And I put it down for Jimmy and, you know, I'd spent some time on it and he didn't want it. And Bart, my husband, was like, your mama spent, you know, so much time making that for you. You should try it. You know, you don't want to hurt mama's feelings. And I immediately came and I said, nope. It's like, my feelings are not his responsibility. Mm. If he doesn't want to eat it, it's not going to hurt my feelings. We are not guilting our child into doing anything. My childhood trauma's coming out. I'm like, we're not guilting anybody into doing anything. I think that was such like a knee-jerk thing that a lot of parents did back in the day. I'm like, I want him to try it. I want him to eat it, but he is not going to make me sad. He is not going to hurt my feelings. We need to be grateful when people do things for us. But as far as, and I didn't do any of this in front of Jimmy. Like, after the fact, I'm like, hey, let's not do that again, because I don't want my kid feeling guilty and that he's like, he hurt mama's feelings because he didn't eat my orzo.
Props to you guys for being able to have those conversations too. That's tough.
Such mature parenting. I wish I was raised in this era.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think your mom did a pretty solid job.
She did.
Thank you. She did.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.